to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia. Thank you for spending your time with us getting on track for your retirement planning. It was this week in 1971 that D.B. Cooper parachuted from a Northwest Airlines 727 over Washington State with $200,000 cash in ransom. And get this, it was never found. So, yeah, he did take the money and run. This is a really weird story. Have y'all heard of that story?
Yeah, I actually heard of it. And it's I think I saw a show on it on TV, one of the cable stations. But think about that. That $200,000 in today's dollars would be like $1,175,500.
Oh, my gosh.
And think about it. He probably got away with it. Maybe at the end of his life, he'll have written a story, and that after he dies, his family will post it or something.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine just hiking through the woods and you come across maybe if he didn't get all the money, if it's just, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars laying there? I mean, wow.
They would probably be silver and gold certificates. Remember when the dollars had the red and the blue on them?
You'd be like, what's this? What do I do with this?
Yeah, this doesn't look like money.
Well, speaking of money, it's one of the biggest divorce settlements in United States history. Reuters reports that a judge ordered Continental Resources CEO Ham to pay his ex-wife, Sue Ann Ham, a total of, ready for this, guys, $995.5 million. The judge also placed a lien on 20 million shares of Continental stock. You know, rich or not, this sounds like a painful and trying time for anyone to go through. Mark, how does someone that's newly divorced reassess the retirement income plan? I mean, you know, you're reeling emotionally, but you've got to get back on track with your finances, true.
Absolutely. I had a lady come in several years ago, and she's already started taking her Social Security, and you know, she came in and showed me what she had, and she actually had a pretty good estate. It was around $1 million. But after reviewing everything, finding out that she basically had no children and, you know, she was divorced, basically she's going to leave everything to one of her girlfriends up north. We actually had her pay back her Social Security because it was within the first 12 months. Huh. And now she's delaying her Social Security all the way to 70. We had her do some traditional to Roth IRA conversions, because you don't have to take RMDs out of a Roth where you do have to take it out of an IRA. And we feel that taxes are going to go up, which means all of a sudden if you had $500,000 in an IRA and taxes are in the 15% bracket, they put you up to the 40% bracket, the government's just going to come and take some extra money that you thought was yours. And we did a lot of other things for her too. So what we say is come in, you know, talk to us. We gather some information. We talk to you. We look at the data kind of like a doctor does. If you have to, you see a specialist, and that's what we consider ourselves. We're specialists in the retirement strategy field. We help guide you, and we try to get you a plan that's perfect for your situation.
And that's wonderful that you work with so many different types of clients, but they're also at a variety of stages in their life, and being recently widowed or coming out of a divorce is certainly a considerable emotionally draining stage. And it's awesome that you can be there for your clients and ask them the questions and help them in the ways that they wouldn't be able to do on their own.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, her award, according to this article, was $995.5 million. And that sounds like a lot. But at the time of this suit, her husband was worth $17
billion. Oh, my goodness.
And they said actually when the suit started, it was $18 billion, and it's only worth $13.9 billion now because, you know, obviously the stock market was going up and down and things like that. And he was ordered to pay her currently $322.7 million by the end of this year. And then the rest of the $650 million, he has to give her $7 million per month. So I don't know about you, but $7 million per month in income would be a pretty nice retirement.
Oh, yeah, that's an understatement. I think I can't even put my head around that. You know, I get excited when I find $5 in a purse in the closet. I'm like, hey, I forgot about that. I can't imagine $7 million a month. Boy, you know, that's a whole different lifestyle.
Well, this is what they said. They said over their 26-year marriage, the value of the Continental, which is the company he works for or owns, soared more than 400-fold. And basically, his attorneys were going up against the other attorneys, and his attorneys were basically saying that the growth of the Continental was mostly due to passive and market factors such as the rise in price of oil, while her attorneys were saying they grew because of his efforts, his management decisions. Mm-hmm. So if it was based on his management decisions, then she would have got a way bigger award as opposed to if it was just the factors of the oil market. So
oh my goodness.
It's kind of interesting. You don't even think of that level, how they're trying to determine how did the stock go up in value?
And I can't imagine what the legal fees were, too. Oh, that'll be $500 million. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take your black American Express card.
That's a retirement client, I guess, for the attorney.
Oh, but there you go. Well, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, and Christmas is right around the corner. The topic of estate planning is not a fun one to bring up, but, you know, recently there's this MarketWatch article that spoke about the 9 steps to getting your estate plan in order. I mean, think about it. You look around, you see your family, your grandkids, the people you love. You want to have your wishes carried out. Mark, what are some of the things that you suggest we do to get our estate plans in order? It's just a fact of life. We got to do it.
Once again, it goes back to you have to sit down with someone. You have to know what information to look at and gather. You have to look at your tax returns and your financial statements, any kind of contracts you own, whether it be annuities or life insurance. Where's your money? Is it in a 401k, an IRA, a Roth IRA? Are you in ETF, stocks, bonds? You have to take all that information, and then you have to answer questions that aren't financial questions about your lifestyle and your budget and how much you know, where you're going to live. Are you going to downsize? You're going to keep the same house? If you want to keep the same house, you know, you have to figure out what your budget is overall to make sure that you have a retirement strategy that mm-hmm. will ensure that you will not outlive your money.
And Mark can help you with that. Jot down this number if you haven't already. You can call for your complimentary retirement strategy session with Mark, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or if you're in that 352 area code, it's 352-561-4571. Well, get ready to get really close to your fellow passengers if you're flying this Thanksgiving week. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports that airlines expect to fill many of their seats.
The nation's airlines say they're expecting more than 24.5 million passengers to fly from the Friday before Thanksgiving through the Tuesday after. Airlines for America says that's up 1.5% from last year, the result of rising personal incomes and job growth. It shouldn't come as a surprise that the Sunday after Thanksgiving will be the busiest day, with 2.6 million people crowding into planes. But it's been worse. Even if the airline forecast is right, the number of people traveling would still be about 6% lower than before the recession. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
So it sounds like air travel still hasn't completely recovered from the recession, but are most of your clients now able to fit these holiday trips into their retirement budget?
Well, I don't know about that, Grace. When I went to that convention, the Master Elite IRA convention in Vegas, it was full there and full all the way back. There wasn't like an extra seat. We actually had her 20-month-old with us. So he was basically sitting in a seat, and he was really supposed to be sitting on someone's lap.
Oh, how did so he do?
It was pretty good. I mean, we were just, that's how we got an extra seat. They thought he was taking up a seat, even though he was a rider.
Oh.
But let me tell you, the plane was full, and, sometimes it's uncomfortable, especially when you're a big guy like me. It's key who sits next to you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You got to keep those headphones in your backpack just in case. It's like, am I going to need to put these on? Cause you get next to the talker.
Or you want someone that's smaller sitting next to you when you're a big guy. So it was great to have my daughter sitting next to me.
Lots of elbow room.
Yeah. She was all but 50 pounds. You know, she would lean on me and fall asleep. But you know, sitting on a plane for 5 hours, I can't even imagine what my wife's going through flying back from Ukraine. On a plane for, you know, I think it's 3 stops, but it's like 22 hours.
Ooh. And now is it a straight flight or just?
No, it's a couple stops. I think they go from Ukraine to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam, it could be Detroit, Atlanta, New York, but it stops in one of those cities and then to Florida, Orlando. The reason why it changes in America is because we always try to find the most, you know, economical ticket. So when you do plan basically to travel, you know, you do your research, go on some of the websites. I found that when I was searching on one of these, websites, you know, I'll name it yahoo.com. I noticed that they didn't have Southwest Airlines. And the way I noticed it was one time I flew to an area and I hate having to stop, switch planes, get another plane to get to the destination. I always look for a straight flight.
Yeah.
So this one time I went to, I think it was Alabama or something. I had to stop. And when I got there, the girl sitting next to me said she got a direct flight from the same airport. I go, what are you talking about? I said, I flew out of the same airport at the same time. She said she took Southwest, and I obviously, Southwest wasn't in the search engine.
Oh.
So from that point forward, I always do the search engines, but then I always look for the airlines that may not be listed in there. And I look at their direct website to get a direct flight.
Well, you're just about the deal. You know how to find a deal.
Well, it's about the deal after you make a mistake. right? You make the mistake, someone teaches you, and then you learn from it, and you do that. So the same thing with your retirement plan. You might have an advisor come see us. Maybe there's a mistake, or maybe there's something that could be done better.
We want to thank you again for spending your Thanksgiving evening with us and your Thanksgiving week. And we want to wish you and your families the happiest and most blessed Thanksgiving ever. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Mark Show every Wednesday night at 7. And we hope you have the best time ever with your family. Mark, your final thoughts on the show, sir.
All right. Well, tonight, as we look forward to tomorrow, Thanksgiving, you look around the room and you see your family sitting there and your kids and your grandkids. These are the people that you're planning for your retirement planning strategy. You need to think about them. And we just hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. We hope you eat too much. We hope you have fun doing things with your family. Like they said, a lot of people are going to be traveling. The reason they're going to be traveling is they're going to be trying to get together with their family and spend some time together. My goal each week is for you to leave the show with a greater confidence about your retirement planning. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.